Point number one, Paul before being summoned.
我们可以发现蒙召以前的保罗对律法是大有热心。
We can tell that before Paul was called, he was very zealous for the law.
那热心到逼迫基督徒。
Zealous to a point that he persecuted Christians.
我们看使徒行传二十二章。
And if you turn to Book of Acts, chapter 22.
第三节
22 verse 3，
保罗说，我原来是在犹太人生长在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加玛列门下，按着我祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神，像你们今日一样。第四节
verse 4，
我也曾逼迫这信奉这道的人直到死地，无论男女都锁在监牢里下监。保罗在逼迫基督徒跟当时文士法利赛人逼迫基督徒有一点不同。
And the difference, and there is some difference between Apostle Paul persecuting the Christians and the Pharisees persecuted Christians.
文士法利赛人逼迫基督徒常常是出于嫉妒。
And the Pharisees and the teachers persecute the Christians due to their envy.
也出于害怕。
And due to their fear,
因为看到当时使徒大有能力行神迹，好多人开始就跟从他们。
Because they feared that the apostles were work wonders and miracles, and they afraid that people might follow him.
对一个宗教领袖来讲，看到自己的跟众越来越少，影响力越来越少，这是非常可怕的一件事情。
To a leader of a religion, this is very fearful that he's losing his disciples and his influence is getting less and less.
所以出于嫉妒，他们要逼迫这些使徒。
And therefore, out of envy, that he persecuted these apostles.
但是保罗在逼迫基督徒是出于对犹太教的热心。
But Paul persecuted the Christians is due to his zealous for Judaism.
腓立比书写得更清楚。
And in the book of Philippians, it's even more clarified.
第三章腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 3.
第六节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 6.
腓立比书第三章第六节。
Philippians 3 verse 6.
就热心说，我是逼迫教会的；就律法上的义来说，我是无可指摘的。所以说，就热心说，我是逼迫教会的。
Here says concerning zeal, persecuting the church.
那他相信真神。
And he believed in the true God.
他也相信旧约。
And he believed in the Old Testament.
那为什么一个这么敬畏神、这么热心的人，到最后会来逼迫神呢？
And why is someone that fears God and reveres his religion persecuting God?
我们看罗马书第十章。
If you turn to the book of Romans, chapter 10.
罗马书的第十章。
Book of Romans, chapter 10.
第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的是什么呢？要以色列人得救。第二节。
Verse 2.
我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按真知识。这里保罗在提到他的同胞犹太人。
And here, Paul talk about his brethren, the Jews.
其实也在讲他个人过去的历史。
And actually, he was... reiterate about his past history.
他们向神有热心，但不是按真知识。
And there's desire and fervency toward God, but not according to the truth.
这个热心好像一部跑车，那个 engine 很有力量。
And the zeal is like an engine in a racing car.
那这个真知识好像那个方向盘。
And the truth or the knowledge is like the steering wheel.
一辆跑车可以跑得很快，但是这个方向盘有一点问题，你敢开吗？
A sports car can run real fast, but if there's something wrong with the steering wheel, will you be driving it?
那非常危险的。
And it is very dangerous.
所以有热心，没有真知识，这是很危险的。
So without knowledge, zealous is a very dangerous thing.
那真知识是什么？
And what is the true knowledge?
第三节。
And verse 3 says,
不知道神的义，想要立自己的义，就不服神的义。
And they ignore God's righteousness and seeking establish their own righteousness.
什么是立自己的义？
And what is establish establishing one's own righteousness.
就是要靠律法得救。
And in other words, they are relying on the law to be saved.
就律法上来讲，我是无可指摘的。
And according to the law, that he is blameless.
这个就是自己的义。
And that is his own self-righteousness.
那什么是神的义？
And what is God's righteousness?
神的义就是显在耶稣基督这上面。
And God's righteousness is revealed on Jesus Christ.
因信耶稣而称义。
Because he believed in Jesus, and therefore he is called righteous.
所以保罗对这个不知道。
And Paul did not know about this.
但是他很热心。
But he's very zealous.
所以看到凡是跟犹太教不同的，都要把它除掉。
And that's why he's out there to annihilate all that non-Jews.
所以他在大马士革当中，神将要显现。
And that's why in the Damascus,
大光向他显现。
A bright light revealed to him.
他就扑倒了。
And he fell face down.
保罗问说：“主啊，你是谁？”
Paul asked, "Lord, who are you?"
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
The Lord replied, "I am Jesus, who you are persecuting."
保罗万万没有想到，他爱神，但是他所做的是逼迫耶稣。
And Paul would never think that he loved God, and yet he persecuted Jesus.
他是变成爱神，变成在神面前变成罪人的头。
And he loved God, and yet he became the head of all sinners.
所以我们从这里来学习，让我们知道说，热心真的很重要，但是真知识也很重要。
So from here we learn that zealous is very important, but true knowledge is also very important.
真知识就是对神的旨意能够看得很清楚。
True knowledge or the truth, meaning that we can see God's will clearly.
那这样我们的热心就能够带给我们美好的果效。
And then our zealousness will bring us beautiful fruits.
那保罗的转变。
And Paul's changing.
一个人要能够被神所用，当然一定要有一个改变。
And for someone to be usable by God, he or she must change.
那保罗也需要有一个改变。
And Paul needs to change too.
在第九章里面，《使徒行传》第九章。好，我们看《使徒行传》第九章。
Book of Acts, chapter 9 says.
第三节。
Verse 3.
保罗行路将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照的他。第四节。
Verse 4.
他就扑倒在地上，听见了声音对他说：“扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”我们看扫罗这个人事实上很有学问，律法也无可指摘。
And here, we understand that Paul has great knowledge, and according to the law, he's blameless.
那要这样一个人来信耶稣，请问你要怎么办
？And for someone, what do we do with someone that came to believe in Jesus?
如果今天保罗来这里慕道，你怎么办
？If Paul today came to as a truth seeker, what do we do?
大家心里着急，怎么办？
And our heart would be anxious and say, what do we do?
你要翻圣经，他圣经大概不需要翻他熟悉律法。
You want to turn to the Bible? Perhaps you don't need it. He knows them all.
那你要讲什么？他律法上无可指摘。
And you want to talk about his fault? He's blameless.
但是一个最困难的人，神有最简单的方法。
But for someone that is most difficult, God has a very simple way.
光照扑倒。
The light shone upon him, and he fell face down.
这就是他信仰的开始啊。
And that is the starting point of his belief.
所以我们常常不要把外在的困难看作是太大的困难。
And so the outward difficulties should not be as a great difficulty.
因为神无所不能。
Because nothing is impossible with God.
这个保罗的信主，这个是不是用传统的方法
？And Paul's belief was not according to the tradition.
这不是人想出来的方法。
And this is not something that a man can think of.
光道扑倒，他就信了。
And the light shone around him, and he believed.
这是保罗转变的开始。
And this is the starting, changing point of Paul.
那保罗信主以后
，And after Paul believed in Jesus, or the Lord.
我们看神要改变的是他内在的自我。
And then we see that he's changing his inner self.
因为律法上他已经无可指摘了。
Because according to the law, he's blameless.
难道一个人这样就可以服侍神吗
？And is someone like this able to serve God?
外在的行为看起来没有问题，他就可以服侍神吗
？Outwardly, he's very okay. Does that mean he can serve God?
但如果我们从罗马书里面看起来，保罗有内在的问题。
But if we look at Book of Romans, Paul has inner problems.
外在的规条的遵守他没有问题，但是内在的问题他没有办法克服。
The law that he could do outwardly, he could do them accordingly outwardly, but inside he cannot conquer.
外在看起来他是义人，但是里面那个人是罪人。
Outwardly he's a righteous man, but inside he's a sinner.
这个就是他需要改变才能够服侍神。
And this is what he needs to change in order to serve God.
所以我们今天要服侍神，不只是看外面，当然外面很重要。你有没有来聚会啊？有没有热心做圣工啊？这个当然是重要。
So today, when we serve God, do we just look at our? Of course, our is important too. For example, do you come to service? Are you fervent?
但是最重要还是里面。
But the most important is what's inside.
里面那个我是什么样的我？
What is the inside in you?
好，我们看第七章罗马书。
And if you took Book of Romans, chapter 7.
十八节。
Romans 7:18.
我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体中没有良善，立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。十九节。
19.
故此，我所愿意的善我不去做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。我们看二十节。
And verse 20.
若我去做我所不愿意做的，就不是我做，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。所以保罗觉得，在他里面有一个罪的权势，一个力量在里面。
So Paul realized that there is a sinful energy within him.
所以二十二节，按我里面的意思，就是他的良心呢，我喜欢神的律。
And so, according to his inner man, that he delight in the law of God, his conscience.
二十一节，我觉得肢体中还有另外一个律，就这个就是罪的律。
And in verse 21, he realized that there's another evil force within in him, and that's the sinful. Sinful force.
那在心中跟我心里的律来交战。
And this law and my inner law fights with each other.
把我掳去了，他没有自由。
And took me captive, therefore he lost his freedom.
叫我服从那个肢体罪的律。
And then he forced him to be submissive to his sinful nature.
所以保罗外面在守律守到无可指摘，其实他的内心是很痛苦的。
And so Paul, he was outwardly lawfully blameless, but inside he's very suffering.
因为知道善行不出来，不知道知道恶意思去做。
Because he knows what's right and he's unable to carry out what is right.
当然，这里所说的善恶，特别是内心，
and
内心世界的善恶。
The good and evil here refers to the good and evil in the inside.
但是二十五节，
and 25,
感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能够脱离了。
He said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, I'm able to depart this lot of sin.
所以他在信主以后，他才能够真的里面脱离罪。
Then after he became a Christian, and he's able to depart from sin.
脱离罪，灵性才会成长。
And once a person depart from sin, then his spiritual will grow.
罪是一个权势，把你抓住，你怎么长大？
And sin is a power, is a domain. If it captures you, how can you grow up?
罪是一个担子，把你压住，你怎么成长？
Sin is a burden. How can you grow under the burden?
所以他要服侍神，他需要这个罪先解决。
And so, in order to serve God, the problem of sin has to be resolved.
这样他才可以服侍神。
And then he can serve God.
那到了我们看到的腓立比书。
And then if we look at the Book of Philippians,
第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
第一章二十一节。
Philippians 1:21.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Here says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
二十二节。
22.
但我肉身活着。若成就我功夫的果子，我就不该挑选什么。
But if I live on the flesh, this will mean fruitful from my labor. Yet, what should I choose? I cannot tell.
这个二十二节说，我肉身活着成就功夫的果子，就是在服侍神啊。有你肉体活着，你才可以服侍神啊。
And here says, if I live in flesh, it will mean fruitful from his labor, and that means serving God.
但是第二十一节那个活是里面那个人的活。
And verse 21, the living is the man inside living.
就是他的灵性。
His spirituality.
活着就是基督。
His spirituality, living, is Christ.
是神的生命活在他里面。
God's life is living within him.
所以他外在这个肉体才有办法照着神的心意去服侍神，得到神的喜悦。
So his our physical body is able to perform what his inner body tells him and therefore pleases God.
因此这个保罗整个转变是从律法上的义进到在基督里面更新神的生命在他里面的成长。
So the whole turning point was that Paul from the righteousness of the law and enter into the righteousness of God's law.
这个变成他服侍神的一个基础。
And this will be the foundation of his serving God.
所以服侍神不是一个很表面外在的动作，但是没有里面的灵性，这个不是叫做服侍。
So serving God does not mean that you have outward works, but you don't have any inner spirituality. That's not serving God.
服侍神是我们里面的灵性在成长，被神吸引，愿意讨神喜欢，所产生一种外在的动作跟生活的改变。
And to serving God means that our inner is changing and therefore causes our outward to change and therefore serving God.
我们先来看哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
十三节。
Chapter 5 verse 13.
我们果若癫狂是为神，果若谨守是为你们。
And here says,if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we're in sound mind, it is for you.
保罗说，我们如果癫狂是为神。
Paul here says, if we beside ourselves, it is for God.
什么叫做癫狂？
And what does it mean to be beside ourselves?
癫狂就是在正常的人看起来不正常，叫做癫狂。
Beside ourselves means, in the eyes of ordinary man, that you are abnormal. That's called, beside yourself.
那保罗在当时一般的人没有信仰的人看来他是不正常。
And to an ordinary man, to a non-believer, he is abnormal.
就是没有办法了解他为什么这样做。
In other words, people cannot understand what he's doing.
超过人的理性能够了解的。
It's beyond people's understanding that why you want to do that.
既然不能了解也不能解释，所以唯一的解释就是他癫狂了。
And since we cannot understand him and there was no explanation, we must assume that he is crazy.
他是工会的议员。
And he was a council member.
社会有地位，有影响力的。
And in the society, he is influential and has power.
现在认识耶稣，这个不要了，这个没有重要。
And now that he came to Christ and all those were not important.
他是在加玛略门下受教的。
And then he was under the strict teaching of the law.
他有能力讲高言大事，让人佩服。
And he was able to have high teachings and great philosophies.
现在这个不要了，这个不重要。
And all those are not important.
在律法上来是无可指摘。
According to the law, he's blameless.
现在这个不重要了，放在一旁。
And all those are not important. He set them aside.
那过去他逼迫耶稣。
And in the past, he persecuted Jesus.
为律法大发热心。
And he was zealous for the law.
斯蒂凡被石头打死，他站在旁边看，他是一个少年人，他很高兴。
When Stephen was stoned to death, he was a young man. He stood behind and he was happy.
那现在换他来传耶稣。
And now it's his turn to preach Jesus.
那别人石头一直打下来。
And the rock, the stone keep throwing at him.
以为死的把他拖到城外去。
They thought he was dead and drag him out of the city.
他醒过来。
And he woke up.
跑到另外一个城，又开始传耶稣。
And he went to another city and started preaching Jesus.
大家就没有办法了解。
And that is something that people cannot understand.
这个到底是怎么一回事啊？
And what is going on here?
就癫狂了。
And he must be crazy.
这个就是癫狂啊。
And that is crazy.
所以保罗人不了解，但是他自己很清楚。
So Paul, so people do not understand him, but he himself very clear.
我如果癫狂，是因为神。
If I'm crazy, it is for God.
就是神在感动我。
In other words, God is moving me.
也就是基督在里面活着。
Or Christ is living within me.
所以我要做神喜欢的事情。
And therefore, I have to do what is pleasing God.
我要报答神的爱。
I have to repay God's love.
他对神的爱很清楚的了解。
He understands God's love clearly.
我们看十四节。
And let's look at verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为想一人替众人死，众人都死了。十五节。 并且他替众人死，叫那活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为他们死而复活的主活。请问大家，
Let me ask you this.
有哪一个人不是为自己活？
Who among you do not live for yourself?
大部分人都为自己活。
And the majority of you live for
yourself. 为什么我们为自己活？
And why do we live for ourselves?
因为我们爱自己。
Because we love ourselves.
我们爱家人。
Because we love our family members.
因为爱，所以我们为自己，为家人活。
Because love, we live for us, we live for our own family.
这是很容易了解的。
And this is something easily comprehend.
但是你整个人生的大方向要改变。
But your major goal, your direction in your life must change.
要为神活。
You must live for God.
那这个这么简单吗？
And is it so easy?
大方向改变这么简单吗？
To change your big direction, is that so easy?
也可能很简单。
Probably very easy.
也可能很困难。
Probably very difficult.
关键在哪里？
And what's the key?
在第一句话。
The key is in the first
verse. 基督的爱激励我们。
The love of Christ compel us.
我们对神的爱了解多少？
How much do we understand about God's love?
如果我们对神的爱了解跟保罗一样。
If we understand God's love as much as Paul understands God's
love. 神的爱充满在他里面。
God's love filled within Paul.
为神活不是困难。
To live for God is not difficult.
这是很自然。
And this is something very natural.
如果对神的爱没有了解，
And if we do not understand the love of God,
没有感受，
And we have no feeling for
it, 只是一直受外人的勉励，你要为神活，
And we just simply encouraged by others, you have to live for God.
这个信仰是很痛苦的。
And such belief is very difficult.
因为你没有内在的感动，
Because you are not moved inwardly.
你只有外在的要求，
And you only have our requirements.
这个是很痛苦的。
And this is very painful.
你做基督徒没有办法做得久。
And as a Christian, you will not last long.
这个生活改变没有办法改变得久。
And this life changing of life will not last long.
所以为神活会变成很自然，这个是内在生命成长的结果。
So to live for God, in a, naturally you live for God, that is a fruit of a spiritual life.
所以保罗要从遵守律法到最后为神大发热心牺牲生命，这需要有内在的改变。
So from obeying the law and then living for Christ, this requires inner change.
这个就是今天我们需要有的。
And this is what we need today.
我们服侍神越久，
the longer we serve God,
有时候我们会失去内在的动机。
Often we lose the inner motive.
因为如果我们心离开了神，
Because if our heart departed from God,
那一种感动就没有了。
And such movement is gone.
那我们只有外在的服事，没有内在的感动。
And we only have our service, but have no inner movement.
那这个服事是不是能得神喜悦，这就有一点问题。
And is such servitude pleasing to God?
所以我们在服事神需要不断的亲近神。
And for us to serve God, we have to draw ourselves closer to God continually.
我们心要一直在更新。
Our heart must have to be renewed.
那我们这个外在的牺牲奉献，我们就一直都是很心甘情愿的这样去做。
And then our sacrifice, we will do it willingly.
那因为保罗他说我活着就是基督。
And because Paul says to live is Christ.
所以他对提摩太说，你从我身上所听到还你所看到的，你都要去做。
And therefore he said to Timothy, what you heard from me, what you seen in me.Go and do it.
所以他不只是说用传福音、用言语去服侍神。
So he not only used words to serve God.
他本身的整个生活就是在表现他所传的道。
And his whole life he demonstrated how he preached.
这个是最难的一点。
And this is the most difficult part.
你要叫人说耶稣就是爱，这不是困难。
You telling people that Jesus is love, that's not difficult.
但是要在我们身上把耶稣来表现出来，这不是这么简单。
But to demonstrate Jesus' love from us, that is very difficult.
耶稣的爱是没有自我的。
And God's love is selfish.
像一粒麦子掉在地上死了。
And just like a piece of grain fell on the ground and died.
这样才会感动人啊。
And then we will move people.
所以我们要向师父去教导别人，耶稣是爱，这个不困难。
And so as the teachers, we go out to preach that Jesus is love. That's not difficult.
但是我们要像父亲爱孩子，把耶稣的爱这样表现出来，这不是这么简单。
But as a father that we preaching to others and demonstrate Jesus' love, that is not very easy.
这个需要有内在生命的改变。
And this requires inner change.
所以做圣工你也可以讲很难，也可以讲不难。
So doing holy work, you can say it's very easy, you can say it's very hard.
你安排我做什么我就做什么，这有什么简单，有什么困难？
Whatever you ask me to do, I'll do it. How difficult is that?
看起来是很简单啊。
And it seems very easy.
但是如果我们真的把主的生命在我们身上表现出来，
And if we really demonstrate God's love in our lives,
来感化人，来荣耀神，
to move people and to glorify God,
这个就需要有一段灵修的功夫。
And this would take time for your spiritual cultivation.
这就是保罗的转变。
And this is Apostle Paul's changing.
所以他说神的国不独在乎言语。
And that's why here it says God's kingdom is not merely words.
也在乎权柄。
But by authority.
言语有时候是从血起来的。
Words sometimes is from flesh.
但是权柄需要从神来领受。
But authority must be received from God.
我们再看保罗的工作。
And let's look at Paul's work.
保罗对工作本身当然他是了解得很清楚。
And Paul, naturally, he understands his work very well.
神造他就是要做外邦人的使徒。
God called him to be a light or apostle for the Gentile.
所以他到最后他说我没有违背从天上来的意象。
And then he said that he has not disobeyed from the vision from heaven.
所以保罗的一生神给他的意象他刻在心里面。
So, in Paul's life, God has imprinted in his heart the vision from heaven.
他没有忘记。
He did not forget.
我们看这个《使徒行传》26章。
And Book of Acts, chapter 26.
18节。
Book of Acts,
26节。
Verse 16.
你起来站着，我特意要向你显现，派你做执事做见证，将你所看见和我要指示你的事证明出来。18节。
Verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。所以保罗在这个地方讲到他从神所领受的责任。
And so here, Paul talks about what God has commissioned to him as a responsibility.
所以他整个人的一生就投在这件事情，要把它做好，将来在神面前能够交账。
And so he used his life, entire life, to meet this requirement or responsibility and give account to the Lord in the future.
今天我们需要了解。
And today we must understand.
神要我做什么？
What does God want me to do?
这个是最重要的。
And this is something that we have to understand.
神让我们活在这里，要我们做什么
？God calls us to live here. What does He want us to do?
保罗说：“主啊，你要我为你做什么
？”Paul said, "What do you want me to do, Lord?"
当然，有时候我们也可以想，我要为主做什么
？And of course, often we think, "Lord, what do you want me to do?"
但是，如果我们只是想我要为主做什么，我们没有想主要为我做什么
？And then if we think
主要我为他做什么？
What I want to do for the Lord, and we did not think what the Lord wants to do for us.
有时候我们要为主做的跟神要我们为他做的不一样。
Sometimes what God wants us to do and what we want to do for God is different.
但是如果我们要为主做的跟神要我们为他做的一样。
But if what we want to do for the Lord and what the Lord wants us to do for Him is the same.
这个叫做意象 vision， 这个叫做 dream.
And this is a vision. This is a dream.
所以马丁路德说，我有一个梦，梦想。
And that's why Martin Luther said, "I have a dream."
他的梦想就是黑人也能够有民权。
His dream is that the black has the privilege just like others.
那从这个梦想当中，他开始他的民权运动。
And then from this, he has the civil rights movement.
我们有很多的信徒也有一个在教会里面也有一个理想。
And many of our believers in church.You have dreams.
这个本来是好的。
And this is a good thing.
但是问题就是，我们这个理想或者 vision 跟神要我们做的是不是一样
？But the problem is our ideal and our vision is it the same as what God wants us to do?
如果是一样
，if it's the same，
这是好的。
And this then is good.
这个就是我们要追求一个方向。
And this is something that we need to pursue, the direction we need to pursue.
我们要为神做的跟神要我们为他做的一样。
What we want to do for God is the same as God wants us to do for Him.
所以这是保罗对他工作本身的认识。
And this is the same, this is the knowledge, the knowing that Paul has concerning his work.
他知道他只是一个器皿。
He understands that he's only a vessel.
请看《使徒行传》第九章。
Please turn to Book of Acts, chapter 9.
《使徒行传》第九章。
Book of Acts, chapter
9. 十五节。
Verse 15.
主对亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人的君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。”十八节，我要指示他为我的名必须多受许多的苦难。
For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.
啊，前面一节。
And 15 says, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel."Of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel.
神要亚拿尼亚去见保罗。
Here God requires Ananias to see Paul.
亚拿尼亚又有一点害怕。
And Ananias somewhat afraid.
保罗这个人逼迫耶稣的。
Oh, this person persecuted Jesus.
不敢去啊。
And he was afraid to go.
神对亚拿尼亚说。
But God said to Ananias,
只管去。
Go.
他是我拣选的器皿。
He's a chosen vessel of mine.
是器皿
He's a vessel
要完成神的名
To accomplish God's name
啊，难道我要指示他
And I will show him
啊，就所以是神讲神是在上面的要指示保罗
And God will direct him God is above
要为我的名受苦
And he will suffer for my name
所以我们从这个整神对亚拿尼亚讲的话我们知道神在主掌主权了
And so from from what Ananias showed us here, we know God has sovereignty.
那保罗是器皿。
And Paul is a mere vessel.
那保罗对这个本身也有一个自觉。
And here Paul come to this self-realization.
请看哥林多后书第四章。
Please turn to Book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7.
我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这个莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of power may be of God, not of us.
啊，保罗说我们是瓦器。
Here Paul says we're earthen vessels.
那我们今天在服事神，对我们本身呢、啊，要有一个很清楚的认识。
And today we serve God, we must have this clear understanding of ourselves.
我们只是一个器皿。
We are just a vessel.
既然是器皿
And since we're a vessel,
我们要尊重神。
We need to emphasize God and honor God.
神是那个窑器、瓦器这个制造的人。
And God is the potter.
所以我们常常在讲说，耶稣的面前要加一个主。
And we often say, before Jesus, we need to add the word Lord.
我记得美国教会有一个工人啊，一直强调，我现在。年轻的一代一直讲耶稣耶稣前面都不加主
and some worker emphasize that nowadays the young people only say Jesus Jesus and they don't add a word Lord before Jesus
对强调前面要加一个主耶稣
and they emphasize that you need to add a Lord before Jesus
那这对主耶稣一个尊称
and this is a honoringname to the Lord.
但是如果这个只是一种口头上的尊称，这个意思还不是很深啊。
But if you mere honoring with the lips, then the definition is not deep.
什么叫做主耶稣
？And what does it mean, Lord Jesus?
就是他是我的主人。
In other words, He is my master.
他是我的主宰。
He is Lord over me.
既然他是我的主人，他是我的主宰，所以。我要在他的控制之下来做事情。
If he's my master and my lord, therefore I am under his control to do things.
所以每一件事情我做的是不是主人要我做的
？So does everything that I do, my master want me to do?
是不是会主人会高兴
？Does this make my master happy?
是不是能够荣耀主
？And will this glorify my master?
如果每一个人承认我是器皿，尊重这个窑匠这个主权
，If everyone admit himself as a vessel and then he admits to the sovereignty of the potter.
那我们的服事就能够照着主人的心意蒙神喜悦。
And then our serving will be pleasing in the eyes of the Lord.
所以这个是保罗对工作的一个认识，我只是一个器皿。
And this is the understanding of Paul's work.
好，我们现在来看14章 使徒行传十四章。
And turn to Book of Acts, chapter 14.
十四章哈
，Chapter 14。
使徒行传十四章
，Book of Acts Chapter 14。
十一节
，Verse 11。
众人看见保罗所做的事，就用吕高尼的话大声说：“有神借着人的形象显现在我们中间。”十二节
，Verse 12。
于是称保罗巴拿巴为丢失，称保罗为西米尔，因为他说话灵熟。十三节
Verse
13, 有城外丢失庙的祭司牵着牛拿着花圈来到门前要同众人向使徒献祭十四节
Verse 14,
巴拿巴保罗两个使徒听见就撕开衣裳跳进众人中间喊着说十五节
15,
诸君为什么做这个事呢我们是 也是人性情和你们一样这个前面在讲保罗行了一线神迹。
And previously, they talk about Paul, demonstrate a miracle.
十二第八节说有一个人两脚无力。
And verse 18 says a man who was lame in his legs.
一生没有走过路。
And he never walked before in his life.
保罗看他有信心。
And Paul saw he has faith.
就叫他起来走。
And he asked him to get up and walk.
这个从来没有他没有听过的事情。
And this is something that was unheard of.
所以他们说这个是神借着人形象显现。
And so they said this is God in human flesh.
所以牵牛羊来要献花圈，要拜他们为神。
So they bring oxen and goats and sheep to sacrifice with flowers.
这个在告诉我们什么
？And what does here tells us?
当做圣工有成就的时候
，When a person do holy works and there's achievements.
我们常常会被高举。
And we usually often exalted,
会被崇拜
and we will be respected and admired.
虽然可能不像这里一样变成神话了，有人拿花圈牛羊来拜我们。
Perhaps no one will actually make sacrifices like here it says to us.
但是从人的行动言语当中，有时候你会发现我们已经被偶像化。
And from other people's deeds, we realize that we're being idolized.
那这个怎么办呢
？And then what do we do?
保罗。很了解他应该有的态度。
And here Paul understands that the attitude that he should have.
说诸君为什么做这个事呢
？Why do you do such thing？
我们也是人。
We're mere men.
跟你们一样。
Just like you.
你们真的要拜是创造天地海那个永生的神。
The one that you need to worship is the God that created heaven and the earth and the ocean.
所以那个宝贝发出莫大的能力是出于神啊。
And so the precious thing that has great power and is from God.
在这个瓦器发出能力，那是出于神。
And this vessel has power that is from God.
不是出于我们。
It's not from us.
我们在服侍神啊，有任何工作成就，我们只能说我是一个瓦器。
And if when we're serving God and we have achievements, we have reached our goals, we can only say that we're mere vessels.
什么是瓦器
？And what is a vessel?
没有价值。
A vessel has no value.
150磅的泥土有多少价值？
How much does a 150-pound of clay cost?
我们是泥土造的。
We are made of clay.
如果你有200磅的体重，你有多少价值
？And if you're 200 pounds, how much worth are do you have? How much worth do you?
气一断，要送给人，也没有人要。
And when we breathe our last, we give to other people. Nobody wants you.
这个就是瓦器啊，没有价值。
And this is vessel has no value.
但是虽然没有价值，宝贝在我们身上啊。
And though we are worthless, we have a very precious thing within us.
圣灵这么尊贵的圣灵浇灌在你这个瓦器里面。
This honored Holy Spirit it has poured down into the vessel.
这么宝贵的职分降在你这个瓦器上面。
And this precious status has descended upon this vessel.
这个就是神的恩。
And this is God's grace.
所以保罗我说我今日成为何等人，这是神的恩。
And so Paul says. What kind of man have I become? It is all due to His grace.
所以了解我们是瓦器，我们的服事就充满着感恩，因为我们是不配的。
And then if we understand that we're vessels, and then we know we are not worthy, and we will be giving thanks to God.
我们可能在我们的工作场合里面觉得很委屈，我是大材小用。
And perhaps in our workplace, we feel very discomforted because we are great ourselves.
但如果我们这个观念拿到教会来，我是大材小用，这个是非常危险的。
But if we using this point of view and bring it to church, then it's very dangerous that we're great and we're using for small purpose.
我们是不配的。
We have to realize we're not worthy.
我们是瓦器。
We're a vessel.
本来是没有价值的。
We have no value.
以赛亚书里面说我们是天平上的微尘。
And Book of Isaiah says we are the dust in the scale.
那个天平一个微尘是起不了作用的。
And in the scale, a tiny dust is useless.
我们是海里的一滴水。
And then we are just a single drop in the sea.
我们在神面前像没有一样。
We are nothing before God.
那神把宝贝放在这里面，这是神的恩怜悯。
And when God put His precious Spirit in us, this is God's mercy.
那既然是瓦器
，and since we are vessels,
很容易破掉。
We can be easily break.
两手一松，啪就破掉了。
Once someone loses hand and then dropped, and you will be broken.
人不能自夸。
And humans should not boast.
我们今天之我们是因为神的恩典抓住我们，他神施恩的手抓住我们。
And today is because God's grace hand of grace that captivated us.
神如果不用我们，两手一松，你就破掉了。
If God do not need to use us and He drop us, then we will be broken.
保罗很清楚了解这个。
And Paul understands this clearly.
所以他服侍神是恐惧战兢啊，非常谨慎。
And so when he served God, he served in fear and reverence.
要讨那个他的主人喜欢。
In order for his master to be happy.
你的主人不喜欢，两手一松你就完了。
If the master is not happy, he loses hand and you drop and you're gone.
所以我们对服侍神如果有很清楚的态度，对自己有很清楚的了解，我们的服侍就会有美好的果效。
And if we have this clear understanding of our work, our service to God, then we will bear beautiful results.
才不会因为服事反而让我们不能得救。
And so we will not able to be saved because of our service to God.
我们再看下面第四点。
And let's look at point number four.
保罗受的逼迫。
The persecution of Paul.
第一个逼迫是从外人来的逼迫。
Persecution number one was from the Gentiles.
在第一次的宣道里程从十三章里面开始。
In his first preaching from chapter 13.
我们可以了解为什么这个马可后来会离开保罗。
We understand how later that Mark left Paul.
这个保罗不论走到哪里啊，就逼迫到哪里。
And no matter where.Paul set his footsteps, he persecutes.
所以在哥林多后书里面呢，有提到保罗受的苦。
And in the book of second book of Corinthians, talk about the suffering of Paul.
十一章哥林多后书十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
他们是基督的仆人，我更是，我比他们多受劳苦，多下监。受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。二十四节，被犹太人鞭打五次，每一次四十下，减去一下，一直念念到二十七节。
And this continues till 27.
受劳苦，受困苦，多次不得睡觉，又饥又渴，不得死，受寒冷，赤身肉体。除了这个外面的事，还有位众教会是天天挂在我身上。
And verse 28.
如果有一个 job description 这样写。
Is there a just description that goes like this.
现在要争一个人。
Now we're looking for a person.
要被打五下，每次三十九下。
And he will have 35 lashes, 39 lashes.
要石头打一次，差不多快死了，拖到外面去。
And then you'll be stoned, and then when you almost die, we'll drag you out.
一直写到二十八节。
Until verse 28.
请问你看了以后，你会不会应征？虽然你没有职业。
And then, after you read all this, will you apply for this job, even though you don't have a job?
好，你如果去应征，你在negotiate这个生活费要多少钱，你才愿意做
？And then, if you apply for this job and you're negotiating your salary, how much would you ask for?
十万可能不够吧。
$100,000 annually is not enough.
命都不要了，十万能来那个买一条命吗？
You will lose your life, and then do you think 100,000 is going to buy you a life?
啊, 很多人根本就不考虑。
And a lot of person will not consider this.
但是对保罗来说，他不断去做， 而且不要钱。
But Paul here, he continued to do it, and he did not ask for money.
所以我们可以看到这个保罗受的逼迫很大。
And so we realize that the Paul's persecution was great.
他说我身上有为基督受苦的记号。
And he has a mark for suffering for Christ.
所以他的身体衣服拉开来，可能哪个地方被在以弗所被鞭打，那个石头打的记号，到处都有记号。
And perhaps if he take out his clothes, he has all these marks that he was stoned in Ephesus and lashes.
但是我们常常身上有享受耶稣恩典的记号。
And but in our body we have often the marks of enjoying God's grace.
要减肥，糖尿病、高血压，有时候很多都是享受太多了。
We need to lose weight and diabetes, and all those are too much of good enjoyments.
那保罗对这些逼迫的反应，
and then here that Paul's reaction or response toward the persecution.
我们看13章，
and we look at verse 51.
两个人对着众人跺下脚的尘土就往以哥念去， 52节。
And 52.
满心喜乐，又被圣灵充满， 啊, 所以他们把神的工作做完。
And then here says they complete the work of God.
啊, 那这个人逼迫我们不接受福音， 他就往另外一个城去。
And this person do not accept us, refuse the gospel, and we go to another city.
满心喜乐。
And they were filled with joy.
所以我们看到， 这个使徒受逼迫的时候， 不会觉得很可怜。
So here we see when the apostles being persecuted, we don't feel sorry for them.
可怜怎么会满心喜乐呢？
If they're really lamentable, then how can they be filled with joy?
这个为神受苦的。
And this is suffering for God.
所以这是一种恩典。
And this is a grace.
所以我们在看保罗受苦当中， 真的表现他很高的灵性。
And so in Paul's suffering, he shows his high spirituality.
那使徒行传， 我们看 B 在腓立比受苦。
And in Book of Acts, if you look at point B, he was suffering.
我们时间到了，我们就到这里，一起默祷。